thing by yourself, your Father in heaven is with you wherever you go. He said, if you make your bed in hell, I'm there. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. And just like I said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me too. Now, you can wait till the sweet by and by to reign if you want to. Or, man, you can pick yourself up and say, hey, listen, God has a great destiny for my life. No matter what the enemy has thrown at me and what my life has been in time past, hey, today is the first day of the rest of my life. And, man, Lord, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Now, give me this day everything that I have need of, my daily bread, to accomplish that. Hallelujah. And live the rest of your life, man, free. With the heart of love. With the heart of God. And listen, that love is shed abroad in our hearts. You know how? By the Holy Ghost. He the one that do it the work. You know what he need? He need, boy, the word of God. And what the word of God say? Hey, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me, man, to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty all those who are bound, to recover the sight to the blind, and men to heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. And to proclaim unto everybody, man, that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of Jubilee. Payment of all debt canceled. All sins forgiven. All debt canceled. Everything that you lost, man, property, whatever it was, everything, man, restored back to you. And everything, all they did for a whole year, man, was just rejoice and celebrate it, man, and worship the Lord their God, man, and celebrate it, man, their God with one another. And that's what that spirit was upon Jesus, man, and anointed him to go proclaim that, man, to you and I. To every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Boy, the devil don't want you to know that. He don't want you to hear that and 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 hear that. Why? Because he know that, boy, faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if he can get you to hear that every now and then, every day, man, you ain't got to, you know, but boy, if that's been preached, if the gospel, the kingdom has been preached, man, for the last 2,000 years, man, you know, we have more faith and confidence, man, and the Spirit of the Lord that's upon us than what we do. And then we would allow the Holy Spirit to do the work that the Father sent him to do, to complete the work. What was that? To bring into manifestation, man, that word that we proclaim on these radios and our pulpits and sharing with one another, not just even us as ministers, but even us as believers. Father God has done great things. And you live in a time, man, where you can come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. I told you the middle wall of partition has been torn down. And God has given all of us, you know, as we come to the knowledge of that, he's given all of us a ministry. What kind of ministry? The ministry of reconciliation. What's that? To go into go into all the world, go into the political world, go into the educational world, go into the hip-hop world, go into the entertainment world, go into the sports world, go into the gay world, go into every world, every arrangement, every pattern of operation that's in this world system that we live in. And let them know, boy, that God was in Christ Jesus, man, reconciling them unto himself. Reconcile means to rejoin again. Consolidate or consolidate, to make one again, to make one, to consolidate, to make one. That God meant that sin that separated us from God, that torn us apart, that had that middle wall of partition that was in there, man, had been torn into the middle. Glory be to God. Sometimes I get overwhelmed, you know, as I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me. I ain't talking about the thing that he's done for me. I'm talking about the real thing that he's done for us. let me back up and say this again. You know, boy, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the message. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's the good news about the kingdom. About you. And about me. And about all mankind. And as we grab a hold of that, man, you know, how can I say it, Holy Spirit, help me. As we grab a hold to that ministry, you know, that and understand that ministry, man, and you know that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world unto himself, man, and we come to the knowledge of that, and we get hooked back up to God, then, man, we help God, man, hook up, man, our neighbor, who is there, anybody that's nearby, our family, our loved ones, our friends, anybody who we come in contact with. How, Arthur? You know, not just with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration and in power. As we grow up and learn how to operate in the laws that govern God's kingdom. And one of them, the royal law in God's kingdom, is a law of love. When you love God and love mankind, and listen, that love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. In our own self, in our own strength, in our own ability, you know, it's kind of hard to do if you're trying to do it for God. But if you let God do it through you, then that love is shed abroad in our hearts. How, Arthur? By the Holy Spirit. And he give us the ministry of reconciliation. To go and tell you, man, that, man, God is not holding your trespasses against you. That you, man, that the Garden of Eden has been restored back to the earth. Man, God's way of doing things, God's original plan and purpose for your life, man, is being proclaimed. That's the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus Christ was preaching. God's original plan and purpose for your life. Not his plan and purpose for your life, and not what he was doing, man, after you fell, after the fall. That was inclusive in it, but that, man, you know, he dealt with that. He didn't come to do away with that. He come to fulfill that. I say it again. He didn't come to do away with that. He come to fulfill that. What you mean fulfill that? It's fulfilled. The old covenant is fulfilled. What you mean, Arthur? Man, come on in into the new covenant. And allow that, man, which the Father and what, how did I know the new covenant fulfilled? That's what Jesus said is finished. What you sent me to do, what? To fulfill the old covenant. To finish that. That's finished. Now, man, they can come boldly to you. In the old covenant, you couldn't go behind the veil. In the old covenant, you better not touch that ark or the covenant. In the old covenant, man, lost. Better not dare try to go into the presence of a holy God. Moses better not try to get in the presence of the Lord. Better hide himself in that cliff and let his shadow sin. Now you can come boldly into the very presence of the Lord. Why? Because you've been reconciled back to your Father in heaven. You've been hooked back up to him. You've been joined back together. How, Arthur? He who knew no sins. All this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He who knew no sins, who? Jesus. God took, man, you know, our sins, man, and he who knew no sins, Jesus, he who was all righteous, Jesus, took all our sins and placed it up on him, man, and nailed it to a cross. Cursed the one that hanging up on the cross. Then in exchange, took all of Jesus' righteousness and placed it up on us. Exchange took place at Calvary. Boy, you need to know about it. You ask the average believer, man, are you righteous? They're going to say, no, I ain't righteous. Yes, you are. You've been made righteous. Listen to what the Bible say. Awake to righteousness and sin not. See, we do it backwards. We think the less we sin, the more righteous we become. No, the more righteous you realize, the more you realize how righteous you already are, the less you are sin. They say, awake to righteousness. Thank God I didn't say you're dead to it. They say, awake to righteousness. So if you're dead, you can be resurrected. But if you say awake to righteousness, that doesn't mean you sleep. You don't know about your righteousness. I'll tell you about what the word, what God say about your righteousness. He say your righteousness is like filthy rags. In other words, the best you can do still wouldn't fix you. If it didn't do nothing else from here on out, man, and try to get in through that way, man, and get and appease me and please me that way, man, why? Because you've already been judged. You already been, you know. What was the judgment? Guilty. What was the sentence? Death. But another law in the kingdom, the law of life that's in Christ Jesus, set me free from the law of sin and death. And you too. You need to know things like that. You need to know the word for yourself. You need to know. He say, the Bible say, boy, let me read something to you. In Matthew chapter, I think that's in Matthew chapter 4, yeah. Listen at this here. Now this is at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. It's in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. It say, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness, the people which sat in darkness, in ignorance, and that didn't know, that saw a great light. And to them which sat in the regions and shadows of death, light is sprung up. Verse 17. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm going to say that again. And from that time, Jesus began to preach. Listen, the word preach mean, listen at this carefully. The word preach mean to publicly declare a message. To publicly declare a message. Every time you see an advertisement on television, you hear an advertisement on the radio, they publicly declaring a message. They preaching. To preach is, again, to preach means to publicly declare a message. When we publicly declare a message out there, and not in how we do it, is you're publicly declaring a message. Listen at this carefully. To teach means to instruct for change. I'm going to say that one more time. To preach means to publicly declare the message. For what purpose, man? To get you, man, to get the product. What's the product, man? All of the kingdom of heaven and all of the grace of God and all of the goodness of God and all of the kingdom of heaven and all of God. What it is, that's what Jesus was publicly declaring to the people. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. It's among you. It's at hand. That's within hand's reach. That's how close it is. You've been waiting on it to come and everything else, boy, it's right among you now. It ain't in you yet because you're still dead in trespass and sin. The penalty for sin ain't paid yet, but it's here. Lord. Now, man, I'm publicly declaring that, but when I give, but to my disciples, who are disciples, Peter, James, and John? No, those who are called by his name. What do you mean, those who are called by his name? Those who are called, man, you know, to say, hey, Lord, I want to know for myself. The ones who will say, hey, Lord, I'm going to follow you. What do you mean, man? Did he tell you, hey, Peter, yeah, hey, James, hey, John, hey, listening audience, that's what Jesus is saying to you. Come follow me. What do you mean? Come follow me in my word. Come see what I say. Thank God for what the preacher say, and thank God for what your denomination say, and thank God for what your church say, and everything else. But boy, you need to listen, and thank God for your corporate experience and your corporate relationship and all those good things and everything else, and they use it to edify you and everything else. But boy, they'll use to edify you, men, to do what, to come see what I say for yourself. I want you to, this is what God is saying to every last one of us, man, individually, man, and personally, man, that he want every last one of us, man, to come, man, boldly into the, boldly to his throne of grace, man. Not just, man, thank God for the corporate experience, but I'm talking about now personal. He wants me and you to have a personal relationship with him. He wants you to come and commune with him. He wants you to come hang out with him. He wants you to come talk with him. I tell you, man, the whole thing, man, is about this. The reason why he reconciled you back to himself and hooked you back up to himself and tore down the wall that separated you, man, from him, man, is so that he can, man, commune with you. What do you mean? So that he can fellowship with you. So he can get back, man, into that relationship that he had with you, man, before Adam and Eve ate off the tree. To begin to talk to you, man, in the way he was talking to Adam and Eve in the beginning. That world. The one he set up. What he was doing. Not what Adam and Eve was doing for him. They tried to do something for him and messed up everything. Even trying to do something for themselves and messed up everything. But boy, if they stayed in on what he was doing. You and I get in on what he doing, man, and then we fall and everything else, man. And then, boy, his loving kind, that's why it's called the stone of his grace, boy. And you repent, you change your way of thinking, you turn from that way, man, and you continue, man, to say, Lord, forgive me and get up, man, and keep pressing on toward the pride of that high calling, man. He sets you right back on course toward that destination that he has for your life. Hallelujah. Now, you keep falling. It's a short circuit, man. You know your ability, man, to operate in it, man. It'll keep you going around and around in circles. It'll keep you, man, from manifesting, man, the glory of God and everything else, even though it's there. So, of course, he wants us to come to live holy and to come out of sin. But he got a way of doing that. He say, awake to righteousness. Realize, man, stop trying to get righteous and realize that you are righteous. Most people try to live right, man, so they can make it to heaven, so they can be saved. No, that's backwards. You think if you live right, that'll get you saved when you stand before the judgment seat of God? No, you're supposed to live right because you're already saved, because you are saved. You don't live right to try to get saved. You live right, man, because God already saved you. And he say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. Don't, man, live right, man, because you're trying to get saved. Live right because you love me. How am I going to get to love you like that, Lord? You got to first know that I love you. And I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to keep on loving you, man, even while you yet in your sin. I'm going to keep on loving you. Why? Because, man, I know the plan that I have for you, and I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And those plans are to prosper you, not to harm you. Give you hope in the future. I already set the destination. I told you I'm finished. The Holy Spirit, I've been waiting on the Holy Spirit to finish the work, and y'all allow him to do it. He needs some material. What kind of material you need? He needs my word. Y'all ain't returning my word to me. Preaching about it and singing about it and teaching. But boy, you don't know what that thing is all really. I don't know what prayer really is. Let me stop for let me pause for a minute and tell you what's going on, you know, in through this radio broadcast. Cause I told y'all, man, when I started out, I told y'all, man, when they tell me, okay, hey, you on the air, man, when they start off, they be like, you know, when they open them gates and let them horses out, boy, they take out running. That's kind of how it be with me, you know, and man, you know, before I know it, boy, the word just started flowing out of my mouth. I tell y'all, I never had no pre-planned messages. I just come over here, man, you know, and I just realized, man, that listening audience, man, is good ground. That's what I believe. And, man, you know, and God just planting the seeds, man, into the hearts of his people. What seed, man? The gospel of the kingdom. You know what God is doing in your life if you listen to this broadcast, you know, and I pray that that you are and that you, you know, continue to listen to her, you know, because I tell you, he's gonna give us our inheritance among those who are sanctified. Because he's going to come to a place in our life where we're not just hearers of the word, but we're going to be doers of this word. We're going to learn how to apply the functioning principles of God's word to our lives, man, and see it manifested in our lives. Once again, how? Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So what God is doing, man, you know, his whole thing, is the theme of the whole Old Testament is the reestablishment of his kingdom. In the New Testament, that kingdom is reestablished. It's reestablished in our hearts, in our spirits, in our soul, and then in our bodies, and then on the earth. That's the whole thing, the reestablishment of what God is doing. When you say the kingdom of God, it's simply what God is doing. And listen, not only, man, what God is doing in the old covenant, but what God, man, was doing. Listen, I'm going to say this too. Not only what God was doing in the beginning, when he said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and in the beginning was the word. I'm way back further than that. That which was from the beginning. That which he had decided, man, even before he had made man, before he made anything. Let me plant this seed into your heart right now. If you read, I think it's Proverbs chapter 8, you know, there's that passage of scripture in there that says, talk about wisdom and her wisdom was, and then if you read further down into it, it say, man, you know, they start talking about who wisdom really is in that passage of scripture, who is really talking about. It's talking about the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, before he came, became a man, before he took on himself flesh and blood. And he's saying, I was with him before the foundation of the world, you know. And I was, this is the part that jumped out at me. He's saying, I was ever his delight. In other words, what he's saying, boy, let me paraphrase, tell you what that's saying. He said, boy, I was with my father from the beginning of age. When there was nothing, I was there. I was with him. And boy, he was so delighted in me, man. And I delighted him so much to boy, listen, he came up with an idea, a marvelous idea. And the marvelous idea is, man, I want me a whole family of sons, offspring, just like you, Jesus. You please me so much, man, that I want, man, I don't want just you, man. I want a whole lot of trillions and zillions and zillions, and just like you. That's how much he pleased him. If you read that passage carefully, you know, I'll tell you what inspired God to they was fellowshipping, unbroken man communion. The boy, he was always pleasing in his father's sight. And his father was always pleased with him, man. They began, man, creating things and making things, man. Same thing God want to do, man, with us, man. He want to begin creating and making, man, you know, the things in our lives. What things he want to create and make in our lives? All of the kingdom of heaven that Jesus Christ come preaching that was available to us. That's what he doing. He's not just preoccupied with his people. I mean, he's not just, you know, interested in his people having church. He's interested in that. That's a good thing. But boy, if we're not learning, man, how to become the church and manifest his word in the earth or his glory in this earth, then, man, you know, perhaps, man, we got some church abuse going on or abnormal use of the church. That's what that word abuse means, to abnormal use, to miss at the use of. Yes, let's come together and celebrate and everything else. But, man, let's be like we said earlier, man. Let's become them called out ones. Let's start seeking first the kingdom of God. Let's start going after God ourselves. Let's become, man, God chasers. Run after him. Chase it. And man, I'm not talking about like he's running from you, man, but I'm talking about if you hung and thirsty after him, man, I guarantee you he'll fill you with his righteousness. not only his righteous man, but his plan for your life. But you have to go after him. That's available to us. Jesus said it's available to you. But you have to go get it. He said, listen, I give you the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, loins girded about with truth, shoes sharp, sword of the spirit, shield of faith. I give you all, the whole armor, but you got to put it on. Well, you come preaching that marvelous message about you and I, about what God planned was for our life from the beginning. That he got man from wisdom, his only begotten son, his first one. Adam and mankind were like the first print from the original print. From the original print. Jesus is the plate. Adam was just the first card that, or the first one that came from the plate. So when Adam messed up, man, you know, God said, that's all right, baby. I got you. I got the original plate. Yeah. Only thing, you know, when you buy business cards, you know, I used to buy business cards in Houston, man, it's all your business. And they give you 1,000 business cards and they have it in the box. And on the front of the box, man, they have a little slot, and they put your card in that little slot where you can see it outside the box at the head of it, you know. And they say that first card that they put in that little slot, that's always the first card that they print from the plate. They make the plate first. That's the first one. Then all the 1,000 cards come from that plate. So if they give you your 1,000 cards, and then you leave out the place, man, with your 1,000 cards, man, and somebody comes snatch your 1,000 cards, man, and take off with them, man, and do away with them or whatever, man. You know, all you got to do is go back to the printer, man. They got their plate. And they'll make you 1,000 more. So you think God was too much worried, man, concerned about, man, when Adam in the first card, he said, that's all right, man. You know, we got the plate. We got the original. And we're going to fix up, man, Adam and everything else, man. We're going to put him back on the potter's wheel, on the original. Hallelujah. That which was from the beginning. That's what I decided, man, even before I made them, that they would be holy, that they would be just like me. That's what holy means. And they would have my character and my nature. That's what image and likeness mean. They would be like me. They would talk like me. They would think like me. They would walk like me. They would live like me. They would be like me. In character and in nature and in function. And just like me. And it'd be in their lives here on earth just like it is in here. On earth. Not in the sweet by and by. It'd be in their lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Well, that's what Jesus Christ came with to bring and reestablish and put back on there. That's what it is. As far as the sin, I'm going to pray the penalty for that. Why? So that, man, now everybody can be reconciled, man, back to, man, what I was doing, man, from the beginning, what my original plan and perfect will for your life. And this ain't nothing you doing. This meant how much God loved you. I told you, man, the only way you can love him the way he desired to be loved, you got the first. He got the first love of us. And not only that, man, he got to show us his love. That's why I say you brokenhearted. You ain't got to be broken. You ain't brokenhearted no more. Now, you can fall back in there and say, yes, I am, if you want to, and you can reject it or you can receive it. And walk on, man, into the joy of the Lord and decree and declare, man, you know, hallelujah, that you have a merry heart. And a merry heart do good like a medicine. And you got a merry heart because, man, you know, you got Christ living in there. You got the Father living in there. You got the Holy Spirit living in there. You got all of the angels, man, that camp round about you, man. 2/3 of the good angels camp round about you, with you everywhere you go. If you don't know those things like that, man, you just hear that every now and then, man. You don't have no faith, too much faith in